one more matter, I believe. Okay.
Ms. Catron, will you please unmute and address the panel?
Hi, I'm Linda Catron.
Okay, are you able to join us by video as well?
No.
All right. Well, you have 15 minutes to make your argument, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This is number one. There are new legal issues that I filed on Tuesday, and I asked for a continuance. And number two, I want to file a supplemental brief to bring these issues up. Number three, I had a homestead exemption, and the judge ignored that. And number four, the judge did not allow me to.
Okay, have we lost Ms. Catron again?
No, I'm right here.
Okay, well, you drifted off there for a second. If you want to go back to your last point.
I had a homestead exemption, and the judge ignored that. The judge did not allow me oral argument and violated my due process rights and my ability to raise objections to discuss the matter. There is no transcript because he did not allow a hearing. This is unopposed. Please remand my case for my win. I have a mental disability. I need an attorney. When I don't know the answer, the bankruptcy court is obstructing my state rights. The federal court is supposed to abstain from state matters. In the bankruptcy court, the creditor is violating my contracts and discriminating against my state rights. And the bankruptcy court is rewarding the creditor for discriminating against me. This is extrinsic fraud described in my appeal brief. I want a continuance. The U.S. government, they killed my helper. They exposed gas to a different helper. The creditors brought my debt, bought my debt on my properties, breached the contracts, violated the automatic stay. And they interfered with my business partnership. They tampered with my attorneys nonstop. They hacked spoliated records, emails, and documents. They vandalized property without fixing it at my request in the last 4 years. This caused extreme stress, and I'm mentally incapacitated. This is elder abuse. All of this is extrinsic fraud. I want to continue. The system in place that we use as citizens requires that the state superior court system to resolve these matters. But the bankruptcy court judge abstained, as he should have, granted countless motions and orders, as he could have, causing harm to me and my case. The bankruptcy court rewarded the creditor for their discrimination and state court violations. These state court cases, the Superior Court, were pending and listed in my bankruptcy schedules. The issues are on my schedules and case, and the extrinsic fraud kept me from prosecuting my cases, tampering with my lawyer, my property and income, and my mental health affects the result. When a federal case was filed against the creditor, helpers and I were exposed to toxic substance gas. The defendant in the case, who has exposed gas like that before, is a defendant, is the defendant Affinity Partners CEO, Gerald Kushner. Due to the complexity of the several issues, I believe a separate legal complaint should be set aside these motions and appeals to seek a judgment which will explain the extrinsic fraud and oppressive legal activity of the appellees, fraud and breach of fiduciary duty and care to and case. This boils down to extrinsic fraud. How can I prosecute my case with these activities going on around me, preventing me from prosecuting my case due to oppression, which is illegal? This is a violation of my constitutional rights, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment violation of equal protection, violation of due process, violation of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, violation of state and housing discrimination. This is unprecedented abuse of power that's main purpose is to injure my related partnerships in business, which are valuable. And the White House administration is self-dealing and covering it up. I will suffer irreparable harm and loss of property if this appeal is not remanded in my favor. The creditor, New Res LLC, Bank New York Mellon, caused the delay and caused the prejudice by breaching my loan contracts, resulting in the appearance of default, forcing me into bankruptcy. Then they filed malicious prosecution against me, knowing that they caused the extrinsic fraud. At the end, the judge abused his discretion, his power. I am the appellee, Linda Catron. I am seeking equitable relief. Appellate. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling, United States ruling versus Trockman, 1878, Ninth Circuit precedent, Intermagnet, Inc., 1991. In the Ninth Circuit, Leon's index system court allows for terminating sanctions and dismissal and monetary sanctions. Grover versus Bick Corp, 1993, may levy spoliation sanctions when a party knew the destroyed evidence would be relevant. That's the end.
Okay, thank you very much. I would ask if Judge Brandt has any questions.
I do not have any questions.
Okay, Judge Spraker?
I have no questions either. Thank
okay,
you.
I don't. This is Judge Lafferty. I don't either. I think we heard all your arguments. We'll consider them all. We'll take the matter under submission, and we'll get you a written decision as fast as we can.
Can I get a continuance?
Ma'am, we'll take that under advisement, okay? Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. That concludes.
I'm sorry, you said one more word.
We'll consider your request for a continuance, and we'll give you an answer to that when we dispose of the matter, okay? Thank you very much. That concludes the argument.
Thank you.
Thank you.